Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This is what the Cleveland Browns need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson, Josh Edwards from With the First Pick podcast here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that doesn't go on the clock until pick number 54. All right, Josh, let's jump into the NFL mock draft database simulator. Producer Harry is pushing the buttons, and we are fast forwarded to pick 54, Josh. Spoiler alert here, Josh is a Browns fan. Hopes annually dash, but hope springs eternal on the draft, Josh. So I'll give you first dibs here in terms of the direction you want to go with pick 54 and the things that the Browns need to do, because they haven't been incredibly active in free agency. They did add Jerry Jeudy, just signed him to a big deal. They signed Jameis Winston. Other than that, just some filler pieces, it feels like, on defense. What are you thinking at 54?
Yeah, this is a team that doesn't have too many, you know, primary needs, too many needs that they have to fill for the upcoming season. There's not a starter that they have to add at this point because they did keep the band together from last season. So I think you're thinking a little bit into the future. You're thinking about depth. So maybe you're looking for your off-ramp to a Wyatt Teller. Maybe you're looking for an off-ramp to Jedrick Wills a couple years down the road. But in this current situation, you've got JOK, who is one of the more athletic, quick, difference-making linebackers in this draft class, but in the NFL, but to have Edgerrin Cooper here at pick number 54, to pair those two together, I mean, that's kind of tempting. That's something that I don't know if I'm going to be able to get beyond, but I would be curious to see what interior offensive line are available, tackle.
So let's see. We got Christian Haynes out there out of UConn who can play guard, maybe even center. Sed Van Pran out of Georgia, who's a center. Dom Puny out of Kansas, who plays guard. You have a ton of selections here, and the rankings on the mock draft simulator are probably different than our rankings. I like these guys as day two guys, and we're sitting there as we're talking about these guys. The other thing that I'll mention, and you talked about Edge Cooper, the linebacker who's available and who's my linebacker one. I'd imagine he's your linebacker one.
Yeah.
My linebacker, too, is a young man by the name of Peyton Wilson. Injury history is the concern there. I think he's probably the better player. He's a couple years older and a couple ACL surgeries removed from where Cooper is in his journey. But to your point, you have JOK, but they've signed Jordan Hicks, and they signed one of the best players in the NFL, Devin Bush, former Steelers first-round pick. So they do have needs there. So I'll defer to you, Josh. Do you want to bolster the offensive line? Do you want to potentially take a Peyton Wilson or an Edge Cooper, or do you want to go in another direction?
Harry, scroll down a little bit. Let's see who else is available real quick. Because you could consider a couple other routes. You could go defensive tackle to build out a little bit more depth.
Ruko Aroro is an option, whose name I can't pronounce. He had a really good Senior Bowl, had a good season out of Clemson. There are a ton of wide receivers. Marshawn Nealon's an edge rusher if you want to bolster that position. Out of Western Kentucky. He had a really good season in the Senior Bowl as well. How do you feel? Secondary is pretty good. You're pretty set there. TJ Tampa is intriguing if you're a team like the Steelers, for example, in the second round, but I don't think they're. So, I don't know, man. You don't need you don't need tackles. You're set there. You have DeJuan Jones and Jedrick Wills. You mentioned that earlier. So, all right, what do you want to do?
So I think having few needs on your roster kind of gives you the luxury of taking the best player available. And to me, that is Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker from Texas A&M. So I would go in that direction. Personally, I didn't think I was going to take a linebacker at this point, but just the way that the board fell, it's kind of tough to pass.
Well, the other thing is this, right? Linebackers feel like running backs in that they are undervalued as or overvalued as first round picks. Like, you're not going to take one in the first round, but once you get in the second round, go crazy. So you can reject these trades, Harry. We're going straight by the, we're going chalk on the picks. The next pick is 85. All right, here we go. Gosh, Malachi Corley's still there. You did get Jerry Jeudy. You have Amari Cooper and Elijah Moore, Sed Tillman. I mean, you have a ton of guys. You just re-upped James Prochet, who's more of a returner. David Bell still there. You talked about running backs, though, and Jonathan Brooks. I mean, I don't know if you want to just keep adding injured running backs to the Browns roster. Trey Benson's still there. Jalen Wright's still there. All right, Braylon Allen, if you're looking for a bruiser. Are you thinking running back here, or you want to go in another direction?
This is tough because there's some really good players available here, some really good running backs if you want to add to that room. Malachi Corley is a personal favorite because his physicality, his yards after the catch ability. If you want a little bit of discourse, Harry, scroll down there a little bit. I believe he was number 70 on the big board. Mason Smith.
Or as our buddy Rick Spielman calls him, Mason Smith. He's French.
Mason, the Frenchman. Yeah. I know that you're not as high on him, and I understand that based on what we saw from 2023, but coming off that torn ACL in 2022, you know, typically it takes a couple of years to bounce back. This is a guy that's got incredible talent. So if you're looking for a potential difference maker along your interior defensive line, it's tough to find those players at this point in the draft. And I think Smith definitely allows you to at least envision that possibility. And then you've got Kieran Omega-Dije right there below that, who, you know, if you're looking for that off ramp for Jedrick Wills, that's an option too. So honestly, looking at this, there's so many great options. It's kind of tough for me to choose. So I'm going to take the weak move out and let you make the choice.
Well, here's the thing. The other thing is this. They pick at 85, the pick we're currently at. Then they pick again 156. You would imagine that the depth at tackle and defensive tackle will be much less than the depth at running back. So we talked to Amagaji at the Combine, and he said to us, I knew I was going to dominate every Ivy League player I went up against. That's the type of athlete he was. He's incredibly smart, too. He went to Yale, so that makes sense. All right, let's go Mason Smith. I'm going to go Mason Smith. We'll see. I want to see what the running backs look like when we get back at 156, Harry. So now you have Edge Cooper, Mason Smith, two defensive picks on a defense that was dominant for much of the season. We'll see what happens at 156. We're going to get a running back there or what's available. I think there are going to be a handful of those running backs still there. So, wow, Dwayne Carter. He's flying by. No trades. Nice. Harry's Dolphins trying to get on the trade block. Get out of here. All right. So Malik Washington, a little spark plug out of UVA as a wide receiver, is one of the top prospects available. Safety. Scroll up to the top there. Yeah, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson out of Texas Tech. He can play everywhere. What pops your fancy there? Tommy Eichenberg, you don't need him, but that would have been a bargain at this point in the process, it feels like. Let's see running backs. Let's start there, Harry. Okay, so a lot of the guys did go off the board. Isaac Garrendo still there, a combine superstar. I didn't love his tape as much as his 4.33 suggested that I should. Which direction do you want to go? Dylan Johnson, by the way, to Washington, played injured late in the season, but was a workhorse for that offense as well.
Yeah, I'm not too inspired by the running back options available. I do like Tyrone Tracy, so I was kind of hoping he was in the mix, but maybe that's an option here later in the draft.
Hold on. Go to running back. Did we scroll down? He might be there. There he is.
Yeah, see, we might be able to wait for 206.
Okay, let's wait for Tyrone Tracy.
I think he's going to go a little bit earlier in the actual draft, but if we're looking for value at this point, maybe wait on Tyrone Tracy. What are the other options available?
All right, so Ibiogi, we don't need. We just got the interior. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's your guy, Jamari Thrash,
yeah.
Wide receiver out of Louisville.
Let's go.
Also, yeah, some interior line help.
Yeah, let's go with Bo Limmer because he kind of gives you that guard center versatility. As you're looking to fill out that interior offensive line, maybe he steps in as a starter for Wyatt Teller at some point. So again, just building out a little bit of depth on the trenches so far.
All right, so far, Edge Cooper, linebacker, Mason Smith, defensive lineman, and Bo Limmer, interior offensive lineman. Again, not a sexy draft, but it certainly fills some needs here. Gosh, Tyron Hopper's another linebacker that I love that I don't know if he's going to be here then. All right, let's go back to the running back button here, Harry. And if Tyrone's there, so
yeah, scroll let's up. Put it in.
All right, we're not. I was going to ask you about Cody Schrader. You don't care about that compared to Tyrone?
I'm a bigger fan of Tracy, but I made the last pick, so I'll defer to you.
No, that's fine. I'm okay. I, as a Steelers fan, I would give you Kenny Pickett, but he's not on the board. All right, Tyrone Tracy Jr., running back out of Purdue. We got one last pick to do it. 30 seconds to do it in. Let's see what we got here. This is best player available. So let's do the all button and make some magic happen here. Willie Drew, the cornerback out of Virginia State, had a good season, had a good Senior Bowl. Bertrand's another linebacker out of Notre Dame. Harold's the edge rusher out of Michigan. Ooh, Walter Rouse is sitting there. I like him a lot better than he's currently slotted here. I don't know if any of these names pop out at you.
No, the one that initially caught my attention would have been Kamal Haddon at the top.
Yeah.
I do like him. There's a few other developmental guys there that, you know, are possibly worth taking a flyer on at this point in the draft. Kingsley Aguacun, the interior offensive lineman from Florida, was down there.
That man plays like he's very angry about something.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are some guys that are worth taking a shot on at this point in the draft. You know, Sheridan Jones, a couple of years ago, I thought was probably going to be taken earlier than what he's being projected currently. So, yeah, some good players available. I'll defer to you. You make the final pick. I feel like I've made them all to this point. It sounds stupid because you're a Steelers fan, but I'm going to put all my faith in you, Ryan.
Yeah, that's why the Browns are where they are. Scroll to the top here. Harry, and let's go with Braden McGregor. He's one of my favorite players. Edge rusher, number 17 out of Michigan. Developmental player, long. I think he has a chance to be really good, and that's a wrap. So to recap quickly here, Edge Cooper, linebacker out of Texas A&M. Mason Smith, defensive tackle. Bo Limmer, interior offensive lineman. Tyrone Tracy, running back. And Braden McGregor, edge rush specialist. That wraps up the Perfect Browns draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.